Let him ask of God who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. He doesn't say, what did you do with the wisdom I gave you before? It's like a son who asks for $5. If he's got a reason for $5, you don't ask him, well, what did you do with the last $5 I gave you? He obviously doesn't have it or he wouldn't be asking again. And thank God he doesn't remind us every time we come to ask him to forgive us of a sin, what'd you do the last time? We'd get nothing done but review our sins, would we? God forgets it. Why can't I forget it when God has forgiven it? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Remember that. Jesus Christ went through the trials of judgment, and the best efforts of Satan didn't stop him, that he might pluck us as one who hated our filthy garments out of the fire. God accepts us back when we turn back like we did the first time. Joshua's restoration, God ordered him to remove the filthy clothes. That's the first step in getting back to God, isn't it? Then he put holy garments on him. He even put the holy turban on his head with a gold plate that says, Holy unto the Lord. God didn't even put Joshua on probation. He didn't even upbraid him. He told him to return to the temple and carry on his service to the Lord. And that's what the Lord wants me to do. When I sin, yes, it's terrible. It's awful. It's horrendous sometimes, isn't it? In my conscience and in my acts, in the example I set before others, it's terrible. But when I have repented, when I have prayed, do I believe that the blood of Jesus takes away that sin the same as it took away my sin when I was baptized? Or do I carry it around on my back, as one tribe in southern Africa does? When someone murders another man, they just strap his body to his back. Can you imagine what happens in hot South Africa, carrying a man's body around on your back and shoulders and buttocks? That body eats you away, or the worms that's in that body does. And so does guilt eat us away. Some of us are so guilt-ridden, we can't effectively serve God. There's no way we can. When we sin, we repent, we pray, we turn to Christ, we must accept His forgiveness. Leave our guilt at the cross and go on unhampered, regardless of the accusations of others or the wicked one. But do we detect when we're falling prey to a scheme like this? Do we run to Christ? Do we accept it after He gives it to us? Proverbs 28 and 13 says, He who conceals his transgression will not prosper. And I believe that. I believe that if we're going to prosper in the eyes of God, I must get everything out of my life that bothers my conscience. Everything that I know is wrong. Everything, not just some things, everything. But he who confesses and forsakes them will find compassion. You know that's true today. So rest assured, brethren, whatever sins you have committed, your advocate in heaven is waiting to forgive you and restore you. And for some of you, he's been waiting a long, long time. If you delay admitting it, confessing your sins and repenting, you give the devil an advantage that even Jesus can't overcome. Guilt becomes in Satan's hands a terrible weapon. It destroys our joy and our peace and our hope and our fellowship with God. We are soon swallowed up by despair. And Satan laughs as he glories at your downfall and urges you, curse God and die. Rest assured that God is waiting with open arms, like the father in the parable of the prodigal son, or the story of the prodigal son. He's just watching and waiting. For the world, yes. But I believe he's watching and waiting for many of my brethren who hang on to sin, that they know is sin, but will not repent. Jesus is pleading with God in our behalf, and pleading with you in God's behalf, repent and pray, and my blood will cleanse your sins. To delay admitting it is to deceive yourself, isn't it? To delay confessing it is deceiving others. And to delay repenting is tempting God. The devil said to Jesus, "Jump down, God has said he will bear you up." And Jesus' reply was, "Thou shalt not put the Lord thy God to the test. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Don't try it. Don't try it. Because maybe you have come to the end of his patience with you. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. But sometimes we resist and won't forgive others, and the devil loves it. He has promised if we confess, repent, and pray, we will be forgiven for all unrighteousness. Do you believe that? I'm going to ask you to bow your head with me in a word of prayer to end our class today. Our God.